This is Jerry Bain, podcasting from the 2009 Fall Task Force meeting. I'm joined by Marcia Semmel, Deputy Director for Museums and Director for Strategic Partnerships at the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Thanks for joining us today, Marcia.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jerry.
The Institute of Museum and Library Services has several new initiatives. Could you tell us about some of these new plans you guys have?
We have both grant programs, and then we have some reports we've just issued, which we hope will encourage some new activities in the field. And we also have some new responsibilities for research and data collection. So we're moving on a number of fronts. One of the new publications we have out that we're hoping is a conversation starter is a report called The Future of Museums and Libraries. And the report builds over off of a two-day meeting at the National Academies of Sciences two summers ago. And we got together a group of experts from actually around the world who were looking at questions about the future of museums and libraries. And the report looks at issues that include technology and policy development, metrics for evaluating service and impact, new models and structures for collaboration, shifts in power and authority, and changing definitions and roles of museums and libraries. So the report can be found at our website, www.imls.gov, and we're hoping to launch a wiki and get some conversations started to take this into new places. We have a brand new report out called Catalyst for Change, which is an evaluation of our library's grants to states programs, which make up the lion's share of our budget. And that report not only details what has happened over the last 5 years with those grants to states, but it also highlights trends. There are interviews with state library coordinators. And again, it's both a gathering of information and some thoughts about the future of our organizations. And finally, I'll talk about Museums, Libraries, and 21st Century Skills, which is a report and a self-assessment tool. I know that EDUCAUSE listeners and CNI listeners have been very, very much in the forefront of some of these conversations. We know that the nature of learning is changing. We know that the skills people at all ages need to thrive and survive are changing. But we also believed that in this changing environment and in the conversation that is happening now at many levels of government, in the corporate offices, in foundations, and in the K-12 environment, that the role of museums and libraries as promoters of 21st century skills has just not gotten a lot of attention. So the report has been developed for policymakers and leaders in the field to situate museums and libraries in this environment. And the self-assessment tool has been developed to point out ways in which museums and libraries have to change and think about their entire organizational structure, from their staffing, through their physical plant, through their IT infrastructure, through their resource allocation, and through their partnerships to be more effective in presenting and promoting 21st century skills.
What are some of the IMLS grant programs available, and what funding categories are represented in those programs?
There are funding programs on the museum side and on the library side. For museums, really cover a whole gamut from institutional assessments and very small grants for smaller institutions through grants that really support a whole variety of museum activities, including digitization of collections, conservation of collections, programs, partnerships with schools, and so on. And we also have a program that's been extremely popular for museum professionals for the 21st century, which is really about that professional development aspect of our work. On the museum side, we also have special targeted programs for African American museums and for Native American museum services. On the library side, the grants fall mostly in the area of the 21st Century Laura Bush Library Program, which has a robust set of resources to support training and development for librarians, both at the graduate level and research also on library practice and continuing education. Both sides of the house, libraries and museums, fund national leadership grants. And in some places, that's where some of the most innovative, risk-taking, boundary-pushing projects occur. And we also fund museum-library collaborations, which is where our goal is to put our money where our mouth is. And we believe that our institutions can work together more effectively to help create learning communities. One of the things that's new this year, we've just recently started planning grants in the National Leadership Grant category. We know that those grants can go up to $1 million. They're expected to have some significant impact in the field and in our fields of museum and library practice. That's the place where we fund most of the research that we think will also help move the fields forward. We are giving planning grants of up to $50,000 for projects that will result in leadership grant proposal, we hope to us, to implement the project. And we have grants of up to $100,000 to really convene people around a significant idea, hypothesis, and then to issue a white paper from which we hope many national leadership grants will bloom. You know, so the $100,000 we hope will seed a number of other efforts in a particularly rich and fertile area for future research.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Marcia, that we haven't covered?
I guess what I'd like to add is that I follow the work of EDUCAUSE and CNI religiously, and I feel that we are hopefully are learning from each other. I think the work is extremely important. I think that we are all in the business of helping our institutions be more effective, more responsive, use new technologies efficiently, and stay on the ball when it comes to the changes that are affecting our learning environments.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marcia Semmel from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, thanks so much for your time and insight.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.